tough trade-off for one mom.
In a sense, I made the decision to put myself into poverty and allow myself to stay home with my babies. Hard decision to make, but that's the decision I made.
Declining wages, rising unemployment, suddenly just having a family can become a one-way ticket into poverty for the new working class. But when substandard schools pass poverty from generation to generation like a birthright, it's an inescapable cycle. No money or no life. Some stark reality in the state of Colorado. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Friday, April 16th. Coming up, a look at vulnerable children and rising rates of poverty in the state of Colorado.
But let's get right to the morning's top news. It's being called the biggest flight disruption since the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Most flights across northern Europe are still grounded because of a massive ash cloud from an Icelandic volcano. But as the cloud travels southeast in the last hour, Ireland has lifted restrictions on most of its airspace. One flight safety expert says planes that have been in the air have been fully grounded.
Those engines will never fly again. They will have been effectively destroyed beyond repair.
Yesterday, President Obama reassured NASA workers that America is committed to exploring space.
I am 100% committed to the mission of NASA and its future.
The president wants new spacecraft that can take astronauts to Mars by 2025. Jobless benefits have been extended until June 2nd. President Obama signed the bill soon after Congress finished work on it last night. It includes an extension of COBRA health benefits as well. Now the president wants the benefits extended through the end of the year.
Some new rules, federal rules, for patients in hospitals that accept Medicare and Medicaid payments. The new rules mean that same-sex couples will now have the same visitation rights as married heterosexual couples in the same institutions.
In northwestern China, rescue efforts continue 2 days after a massive earthquake in the mountainous region near Tibet. In one county, rescuers gathered around a little girl trapped in the rubble. Rescuers pulled her out alive, but authorities say nearly 800 people have been killed in the quake. Back at home, an earthquake measuring 4.9 shook Utah, Wyoming, and Idaho last night. There have been no immediate reports of damages.
Volcanoes?
Or
earthquakes?
Injuries.
It's like the book of Genesis all over again.
Don't get all biblical on me, Hockenberry. Overseas, speculators are zeroing in on another troubled member of Europe's monetary zone. They say Portugal may soon face the same economic problems as Greece.
Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down on Wall Street this morning. The Dow's going to get underway at 11,144. The S&P opens at 1,211, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,515. We're taking a look, as we mentioned, at poverty this morning. Colorado has the fastest growing rate of poverty for children. Chris Watney joins us now. She's president of the Colorado Children's Campaign. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So what children in Colorado are most vulnerable to entering a cycle of poverty there in Colorado that they may never escape?
You know, in Colorado, you're about twice as likely to be living in poverty if you're a Hispanic child. And the gap between the children who are doing well and those who are struggling is growing.
So it's partly an issue of the gap, but it's also an issue of vulnerable Hispanic children.
Absolutely. Children living in Hispanic families and families of color are a lot more likely, if you're in Colorado, to be really struggling.
All right. Chris Watney from the Colorado Children's Campaign. Stay with us. We're going to talk more about those statistics and what it means for families all over the United States. That's coming right up.
Later on in the show, we're going to be talking about movies. It's Friday, and you may be going to see the new film Kick-Ass.
Of course you are.
Well, you know, there's a lot of talk about this movie, and it has us leading to the question of, if you could be any superhero, who would you be and why? Librarian Tom from Florida says, I've always wanted to be Belt and Gasket Man, so I could melt the belts and gaskets of cars that cut me off in traffic.
I love that. That is brilliant.
Give us your super wish.
That's going to be a movie.
8778MYTAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. That'd be like a 10-minute movie.
You better copyright that. Belts and Gaskets Man?
I mean, after he melts the belts and gaskets of, like, I mean, how much appetite is there to watch
that? I'd watch that.